Well, my thoughts are that there are two people now that have arrest records that really didn't have to be. I was opposed to the vacationing of the sidewalks, but I felt that Baywalk as well as city government could have come back to the table for more negotiations. And the fact that it was done so quickly basically interrupted two individuals' lives, both elderly and I believe they were both veterans. And it ended up in a brawl over something that is apparently very passionate within our city that seems to be a divide. So I really wish that they would have waited. And had I been on council, I would have voted to let's go back to the table and renegotiate.
The Tampa Bay Rays have asked for a stadium in the past, and they might do it again in the future. What are your thoughts on a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Right now, that's not a priority with me. They still have a contract for which they need to finish, and I think we need to focus a little bit more on our economic growth within our small businesses and within our community.
The city of St. Petersburg does not have curbside recycling right now, but the county has offered to help implement that. Is that something that you see happening in St. Pete if you get on council?
Absolutely. I think that if we look more into recycling, the items that can be made from the plastics, and reusable items could create green jobs within our city, which means our economic impact would grow.
We're speaking with Vel Thompson, a candidate for District 6 City Council. In the primary elections, only people in District 6 were able to vote for those candidates. But in the general election, everyone in the city gets to vote for all the candidates. What are your thoughts about that process?
Well, because I am fully familiar with District 6, I believe that we should be able to vote within our own district because we do represent a unique blend of individuals and economics in that area. So I would prefer to have our voting within our district.
What would you say to voters to get them to vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've basically spent my entire life in District 6. District 6 has a lot of economic variances, as well as a diverse group of individuals, both in an ethnic background as well as their age. And I have run the gamut through that entire district. I fully understand the needs of the majority of our people within our district. And there is no one-size-fits-all solution. When you have individuals that are living on a fixed income as opposed to those that are fairly comfortable within their lifestyle, the needs are different, and I'm confident that I am the one that would be able to adequately adjust to the needs of the people within District 6, as well as having the background in city government for a little over 12 years. I have a working knowledge of the inner workings of city government as far as the budget and the other needs that are there within our district, crime, and just something as simple as making sure our kids have a place to go when they're out of school.